You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, February 19, 2019, week 279. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. It's time for some leftovers. Let's talk about movies, Mike.
All right. Zombieland Double Tap has cast another person, Thomas Middleditch. It's part of the cast.
Has his stock, do you see it ever going down? I see like he's, I'm surprised.
Look, he's rising, man. He's in everything.
It's crazy, though.
He's in Godzilla. He's in that Keanu Reeves movie I watched.
When is he going to get a starring role, though?
When's he going to be the guy?
Yeah, after Silicon Valley gets canceled or ends?
I would think, yeah. Because, I mean, it's like Jesse Eisenberg is getting the guy. Like, he could do a Jesse Eisenberg role.
Yeah, I want to see someone do that. Like, you've seen the deep fakes?
Mm-hmm.
There's that guy online.
Yeah,
he did one where
Elon Musk, Iron Man. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that one. That sounds pretty interesting.
There's an Elon Musk Iron Man one.
I saw one where they put Robin Williams' face on the genie.
Oh, really?
Instead of Will Smith?
Weird.
It worked.
Yeah.
I mean, anything's going to work.
True.
Compared to Will Smith. I saw one where it was Dana White's face. And I was like, this works. That guy also put The Rock's face on the scorpion from the end of The Mummy 2.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was the worst CGI.
And you're like, this looks so much better.
Yeah. It looks so bad in the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
But, yeah, I'd like to see Thomas Middleditch's face on Lex Luthor in Batman vs. Superman.
I think he could actually pull off that Lex Luthor, but, like, good. But I also think Jesse Eisenberg could do it if he wasn't playing it the way he was playing it.
Yeah, he was playing it like a weirdo.
I still think he could have pulled it off if he played it the right way.
I want to see him do something like crazy, though. Like, I want to see Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah, he should do a dramatic role.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm sure he has. I'm sure he just didn't watch that movie.
Just a smaller time movie.
I'm sure he could have been in like one of the Oscar nominated films that I just didn't watch. And I'm like, oh.
I feel like no.
He wasn't in First Man?
He was not in First Man, no. I need to go down his IMDb.
This is the thing that happens every. Well, he's in those Verizon commercials.
He's
probably making so much money.
Dramatic role, yeah.
He's probably making crazy money.
You get on one of those ads and then you're in like 10 commercials. Oh, doing okay.
He was in Henchman. Have you seen that one? Replicas,
no,
you saw that one?
I saw Replicas.
He was in Tag. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
That.
He was the guy at the gym. They go to the gym and they interrogate him.
Oh,
they waterboard him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Once Upon a Time in Venice. I think that's a serious movie.
With Bruce Willis?
Comedy, crime, mystery. He's in the trailer thing with Bruce Willis, yeah. Oh, it seems like he's in this picture, too. John Goodman, Jason Momoa, Bruce Willis. Pretty far down here, though.
Oh, yeah, he is. Momoa and Bruce Willis are in the same movie?
Yeah.
Never heard of this movie.
And John Goodman. So, yeah. What's Entanglement? Oh, he was in this movie.
Oh, he looks like the main guy.
And Jess Weixler? Wow. I need to watch this movie. Because she was in one of my favorite movies called Free Samples. I think that was her. It's like this no name. And I think Thomas Middleditch is in that movie, too.
Hmm.
Or Jesse Eisenberg's in that movie.
One of the two.
Jesse Eisenberg is in this movie.
Oh, yeah. You need a Middleditch's face on that movie, too.
Oh. There we go. That'd be interesting. Let's just put Middleditch in every movie.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm a Middleditch fan.
But yeah, I'm interested. Do you think he's going to be... Holy, I forgot Jesse Eisenberg's in this movie.
I forgot he is in this movie. He's the main guy in this movie. Are they going to be brothers?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. If they're not brothers, this is a horrible...
Yeah, I hope they are.
Or like cousins or something.
I hope they are.
Relatives.
There's a lot more people in this movie than in the first movie.
If he doesn't steal Emma Stone...
I hope so. You made me more excited about this movie, which is probably not even part of the movie, but it sounds exciting.
Yeah, it has to be. This has to happen now.
I really hope so.
Okay, let's talk about the next one.
Yes, they're making a Coming to America sequel. It's coming out in 2020, next year.
I'm wondering what happened in Eddie Murphy's life.
Why does he keep saying he's making all these movies, like, he's making, like, triplets now, and he's making, like, why is he making all these movies, like,
sequels? That are sequels, like, Beverly Hills Cop coming?
I feel like, yes.
I would be surprised if that's coming out.
But, like, are these actually really coming out? Because I feel like they're not. Because we heard about triplets, like, so long ago.
And I wonder if it's one of those deals where he gets paid, even if the movie doesn't get made.
Yeah. It's like, if it gets to a certain point of production.
Like, Will Smith has that.
Yeah.
It's like where that makes just sense. To... For him to lock down, it costs like $20 million.
Yeah. Because I just thought Eddie Murphy was out. He's like, I'm done with this Hollywood stuff, except for I'll do Donkey's voice.
He hasn't even done that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since that third movie. They're rebooting that, right?
Shrek Forever After.
Oh, yeah, fourth. It's been a little while. But like, they don't ask him to do it at...
But they're rebooting it, I think, with... it's like a soft reboot, right? Like, they're all going to be there.
Yeah, I assume it's all the same people. I don't know how they're doing that still. It seems bonkers.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious about this.
What else?
Vampire in Brooklyn. Is that another Vampire in Brooklyn coming out?
I really doubt it. But
one can dream.
Do you feel like they're making this Coming to America sequel because like Black Panther, the whole cast of Black Panther was talking about Coming to America when they made that movie?
Yeah.
They were all like... Oh, Coming to America. They had like a Coming to America party within their own whole cast.
Yep.
I feel like that's the only reason this movie is probably being made, which is very strange. I'm like, these are pretty two polar opposites of like Africa, I feel like. I mean, the royal thing, but it's like making fun of almost. Like, I feel like Coming to America doesn't work nowadays.
No.
That's why I'm kind of concerned. But we'll see. We'll see what actually happens.
Yeah.
And then Dune added more people. Who has more people, like Dune or like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Because like neither of them, Jumanji.
Because it's got Danny DeVito,
Awkwafina. No one else matters,
and that's all that we care about.
That's for us. Thomas Middleditch isn't in that movie. He might be.
He could be. The movie's not.
It's not on
yet,
his.
So
it's not on his profile.
Can definitely add people. But yeah, they've added, yeah.
No, they started filming that movie, too.
What?
Dude? Jumanji.
Oh, Jumanji? Oh, did they start that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Rock tweeted a picture, and it was the cartridge.
When's that movie coming out? Next year, probably? Can't come out
this year.
Yeah, it can't. But yeah, they added Aquaman and Thanos. Jason Momoa and Josh Brolin are in Dune.
He's also Cable.
He is also Cable, but I prefer the movie that made more money. That's the role I think I will define the characters with.
Oh, production began. Whatever that means. Danny Glover. We need that. This guy has
a
weird name.
This is a great cast. What are you talking about? Right.
Sal Longobardo. Yeah, Alex Wolff. It's his hands. He's the guy that was in Hereditary. Isn't that guy's name weird, though?
What, Alex
Sal?
Wolf?
No, Sal Longobardo. Oh, he has the same birthday as you.
Oh, cool. It's a great name. Everybody born on that day.
And he's in Back...
is awesome.
Backdraft 2.
There was a Backdraft 2?
Apparently.
When did that come?
It's not out yet.
Wah? Why is that slowly under the radar? I feel like that needs to be talked about.
Not anymore.
Now everyone knows about it. We just talked about it.
Interesting. Okay, this is weird. This guy has a very strange IMDb profile. But yeah, Jumanji 3 is on production.
Jumanji 3 news. In production?
Same
production. They don't have a title yet, do they?
No, it's Untitled Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle sequel. On IMDb.
Gotcha. That's a good title.
Is that what TV news?
Yes. Counterpart, one of my shows I watch that I like, has been canceled after 2 seasons. Finale just premiered.
Yeah.
For the second season. At least the show, it does it gives you enough closure.
What's the show about?
It's basically where J.K. Simmons, he works at this place, but he doesn't know officially like what they do, and then he discovers there's a parallel reality where it's another world, but it just changed like 30 years ago. So like he had the same child. There's another J.K. Simmons out there, but there's another world of everybody. So everybody has another person, but like it just changed like 30 years ago. They discovered it. So that was the point in time where everything changed. So everybody, like their childhood was the exact same up until that point in time. And then the whole world's changed. And basically it's them like you're discovering more about the world and you like learn about the two J.K. Simmons. It's basically they're very different. The other J.K. Simmons is like this like badass killer guy.
I was going to say Nazi.
No, not a Nazi. He's still a good guy, but he's like a badass and killer. And then J.K. Simmons is like a like way more timid and nice guy.
Hmm.
And it's cool to see him because like they're in the same scenes together sometimes. He's like really good at playing both of those.
Playing with himself?
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
I thought you did that on 10. I was like, wow, really going for
that
joke.
I didn't mean that one.
But yeah.
Acting with himself.
He's good at acting with himself. He's not, most of the time he's not in the scene together, but like they don't even tell you which one it is sometimes, but you can totally tell by the way he's acting. Like he's really good at it. So. Kind of disappointed it got canceled. I think because it's on Stars. Like if it was on somewhere else, more people would probably watch it. But
yeah.
But it ended well enough, and it like they're saying another network could possibly pick it up. We'll see. But I'm glad like they answered a couple like you didn't know the origin of that world until they had like an episode of the season where they gave you it. So there are a couple things they did that I was like, okay, I'm glad they wrapped up some of these things. Just I'd be way annoying if they never answer. So I'm okay with it, but I'd hope it get picked up.
The crazy thing is, he did this guy named Jeff Russo did the soundtrack to.
Is it the Lost Russo brother?
That's what I was wondering when I fantasized that in my head today.
I like to think that too. But what did he do? I missed what you said.
Oh, he did the soundtrack to Counterpart.
Yeah.
He also did a show we're going to talk about on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack to Umbrella Academy.
Ooh. Nice.
So he's working.
Yeah, I like that. The music of Counterpart's interesting, too.
The music of Umbrella Academy, I would say, probably the best soundtrack on a TV show I've ever seen.
Pretty good. Even, I just saw the first episode, but we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. All That and Are You Afraid of the Dark are both coming back. All That was going to be produced, executive produced or just produced? I don't know.
I believe by Kenan Thompson. Produced.
Executive produced by Kenan Thompson.
Excited about that.
Are cool. You Afraid of the Dark is not going to have an executive producer that you would recognize because all those people are forgettable.
You know, Keenan's also getting a show. Like I think he's leaving Saturday Night Live.
And he's going to have his own show called Keenan.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing everyone's getting.
That is
apparently Hannah
does.
Simone from New Girl. She was the Indian girl.
Yeah.
She has a TV show in the works. Awkwafina has a TV show that.
Oh, really?
That writing room. I guess that's news. Awkwafina's writing room is all female.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
She's having a show based on her life. And then Jessica Gao has a show based on like Chinese American immigrants. Like, all these people are having shows again.
That's
which
good.
Is weird, because I was thinking...
That's the thing.
I was watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee yesterday, and I was watching the episode with John Mulaney.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how weird, because, like, Jerry Seinfeld had the TV show about him. Mm-hmm. Super successful. Where they used his real name, which I... Because we had that conversation all the time.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot.
Jerry Will Seinfeld Smith is Jerry Seinfeld.
Will Smith is Will Smith.
In Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But that's not a titular... That's not the name of the show.
True. Yeah, we were talking about that too.
Where like Seinfeld is the name of the show.
He's the name
and
of the show.
His and character is Jerry Seinfeld.
True. That's rare.
That's the only one I can think of.
We couldn't think of another one, right?
Besides Will Smith.
Yeah, but one that's the show title also. Like there isn't.
No. Anyways, and then John Mulaney. He was interviewing John Mulaney, who also had a TV show got canceled after one season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how weird. That, like, they're hanging out together.
Why? Because they both had TV shows?
They both had TV shows. One was wildly successful. The other one was failure.
Well, anybody Jerry Seinfeld hangs out with is less successful than him.
Yeah. But I think they were both at the same level in comedy when they got their TV show.
Yeah.
And then
but you might,
Jerry
John
Seinfeld...
John Mulaney, he's on the high right now. He's, like, as high as he's been. And he's rising.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I discovered Mike Birbiglia had a podcast before he started his new tour, which I was like tempted to fly out to New York for like a weekend just to go see him.
Yeah.
And it's called The Old Ones because his new show is called The New One. and each episode he listens to an old album of his comedy album of his with a friend who was like big during that time.
Yeah.
And the first episode is with John Mulaney because Mike Birbiglia brought John Mulaney on and like,
oh, wow.
And I was like, how weird.
Yeah.
Because like John Mulaney is almost a household name and Mike Birbiglia doesn't, no one knows who that is.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, it was weird that John Mulaney, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, because they're talking about how John Mulaney is complaining about how TV shows are made now. And Jerry Seinfeld's like, that's why TV sucks now. And you're like,
not true at all.
Well, he was saying how like they would do like the daily episodes, and then John Mulaney was saying it would get reviewed by 70 executives at the network. Where Seinfeld's like,
that's his specific situation.
Yeah, where Seinfeld was like, that never happened to us because like those people aren't funny.
Yeah,
he's like, who are they to say?
But they're just each talking about their unique situation. Yeah. They're not saying the times now and then. You can get plenty of people at Netflix who's like, oh, there's no executives.
They just do whatever.
Plenty of people. And then you can get plenty of people who micromanage TV shows.
Yeah.
Like,
it was weird, though.
I think it's, yeah.
It was weird because of the context of who those two people are.
Yeah, I just think it's weird that they wouldn't make that point. Like, how would you not think that? Obviously, it's unique.
Well, I think on...
Were they both on NBC? Like, was Mulaney's show on NBC? Like,
I don't remember.
Even the same network? Like, oh, okay. I didn't hear the conversation. I'm speculating. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Guess. It's very interesting to see because you're like, oh, like, because that, I think that would be the closest we had to a modern equivalent of like Seinfeld. Because it was about his life as a comedian.
Yeah, too. But that's like everybody.
And I think it was the same format too, where he does stand
like,
up.
That's like Louis. That's like the same thing.
No, because Louis's. It wasn't, no, because I'm saying like John Mulaney's show, I forgot what it's called. Mm-hmm. It was called Mulaney, John.
John? You think the show's called John?
It was called something like that. It was.
I love the show was just called John. Oh, I'm going to watch John.
That'd be crazy.
I like that show.
I think it was, though.
It's going to blow my mind if it's called John, because like.
Oh, it's just called Mulaney.
That makes
it was
more
on
sense.
Fox.
Because it's,
yeah.
It's a name that, but like John is like, that could be anybody.
But it. I, if I'm not wrong, it was premised, it was formatted the same where it's like, it starts out with
it's
him
like a sitcom?
Doing like stand-up.
Three camera, whatever.
Yeah, like in front of a live audience.
Weird.
It was like so weird because I was like, it is the modern Seinfeld that just failed.
I think that's like, just because it's that format people don't really like, except for random like oddities like Big Bang Theory and stuff. I feel like most
people... No, but the fact that he's doing stand-up... Before it's like Kenan and Kel almost.
Yeah. Oh, like him, he's himself.
He is himself doing stand up at the beginning of the show.
But like he knows he's on a show?
I don't know.
Is it like Kenan and Kel where they know they're on a show, but like in the show they don't know?
I think it was like that.
Isn't that weird? I really like that though. Kenan and Kel. Isn't that bizarre though? They go on stage, they say, oh, and this happened here, and then they start doing the scene.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing like that. And it was like a kid show.
Let's see.
And you don't even question it as a kid. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's we're like looking back, you're like, that is genius.
It really is.
Like, let's see.
This is so unique for this.
So there's like a
not Seinfeld enough. It has an intro.
Yeah, but did you go back and watch the first one? And this one had Martin.
Ice tea.
Oh, it's weird. Never mind. I was wrong.
Yeah. Didn't look like that one.
Yeah, see? 8 ways the trailers from Mulaney resemble Seinfeld. Most reviews drawing unflattering comparisons to Seinfeld. I guess I'm the last person to make this connection.
Apparently it's a common thing.
Which just makes that episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee that much better.
Yeah. I think that's the thing about Korea. You can't do it exactly like Seinfeld. You can do the same premise, but it can't be that simple.
Well, the weirdest part about it, about that episode, mm-hmm. is
it was so like Seinfeld-esque.
Yeah.
They're looking for rugs. John Mulaney, it starts out, John Mulaney has to buy a rug for his house
mm-hmm.
based on his wife's direction, but like not her approval.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the rug store making fun of these rugs, John Mulaney and Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Then Jerry Seinfeld's like, oh, you know what? I'll buy this for you. And he gives him the American Express black card.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of advertising.
And then he's like, not just advertising. You would think it would stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you know who's responsible? He says, Jerry Seinfeld says this to John Mulaney. You know who's responsible for the American Express black card? John Mulaney's like, who? And he's like, me. He's like, all right, you did some advertising for him back in the day, right? And he's like, no, I invented the black card. And he's talking about the story, and you're like, well, this is even douchier.
Is it true?
Apparently, yeah. What? Like he was saying he was filming, and one of the video directors of photography like goes up to Jerry Seinfeld when they're doing those commercials, and he's like, hey, like, do you have an American Express black card? And he's like, no, what's that? And he's like, apparently there's three in the world. One is the president of American Express, the Sultan of Brunei or something like that. And he's like, and I thought you would have the third one. So he's like, so the next day I called the president of American Express and I asked him, hey, are these black cards real? Or he's like, I want a black card. And the guy's like, mm-hmm. president's like, that's not real. And he's like, that doesn't exist, but it's not a bad idea. And he's like, and I got the first black card. And you're like, this is so strange.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah. Cause like,
that's pretty weird.
Do you think Pete Holmes has like a crazy account on E-Trade?
Like, no, I don't. Not at all.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Or like, I don't know. Do you think?
No one's as big as Jerry Seinfeld though. That's the thing.
Yeah. But how big was Jerry Seinfeld when he was doing those commercials?
I don't know what the timeline is.
I remember
it must have been at the height of Jerry.
Because I remember when I was a kid, Seinfeld was like, or he was like in those commercials. He's like, "That's a wicked googly." Remember, he's like playing cricket.
Yeah.
And those must have been like 97, 98.
Yeah.
And that's post Seinfeld.
That is kind of interesting, though.
I'm assuming he was in American Express commercials longer than that, though.
Yeah, probably. Maybe had a long-term relationship. He has to, like, know the guy.
If he can just call the president.
If he can just get a direct connection to him.
Yeah. It was just weird. Like,
The fact the guy making that comment of saying, oh, there's these black cars, I thought you would have the third one, that he must have been big.
Yeah.
Big enough to have been thought of as, oh,
we can just look up American Express black card and see when it was invented. But
it's even stranger if he just made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should look up if that story's even real.
1999.
That makes sense. That's like the middle of Seinfeld.
Yeah, so it says right here, Jerry Seinfeld claimed in a 2018 episode of his web show that American Express began issuing the black card after Seinfeld asked the Amex president about it, and that Seinfeld, who was their ad pitchman, was given the first one. Makes sense. It doesn't seem like too excessive though, like $2,500 plus one time fee of $5,000 to $7,500, like one time fee.
Mm-hmm.
To have like no limit.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. And then J.P. Morgan has a Palladium card. Anyways, there's like so many now.
Oh, yeah. Once one person gets popularized, like everybody's going to have their same version.
No, I mean, like, American, there's amount, like, the amount of people that have them now is just super high. It's not even that exclusive at Sims.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't that what happens? Like, they oh, it's exclusive, it's exclusive, and then they expand it to a point.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
And then you, news.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Lord Taylor joins. Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah, he's the Penguin.
Yeah, he's a Penguin in Gotham. Creepy. Mm-hmm. If they're trying to make Joe less creepy, congratulations.
I think so,
that's the right guy.
You're right.
They did their first table read when they... I saw a picture of it. It was Joe and the new
season,
person.
Season 2?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So they're filming soon, I guess?
Probably.
Makes sense. So they're filming in LA then, I assume.
Yep.
All right.
MMA news. Michael Venom Page won. There was a heavyweight event for Bellator on Friday night that ended after 15 seconds because the guy kicked the guy in the balls.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
What an idiot.
Can't do that.
Yeah. The main event.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You're just like leading. Everyone came there. You did all this training, and then that's what you do.
And just kick the guy in the balls. And then there was a UFC fight on Sunday, but I didn't see it yet because we're recording it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Francis Ngannou versus Cain Velasquez. My thinking is if Francis doesn't knock him out, he's going to get cut soon from the UFC. Because this guy, he had like such a dramatic buildup and then like such a complete fall down.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's it. Come back tomorrow for some We Viewed Reviewed and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.